Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Some Boston fans at the Garden paying tribute to the Celtics, whose season is now over. The Cleveland Cavaliers closed out the opening round of the NBA playoff series against Boston with a 101-93 win yesterday. The Cavs swept the Celtics in four games. WBUR's Doug Tribou was there yesterday. He joins us now. Good morning, Doug.
Hi, Deb.
Well, that was not exactly a pretty game four.
Absolutely not. From a basketball standpoint, the shooting and play was sloppy. Just for an example, the two teams took 56 three-pointers combined, and they made just 10 of them. But more importantly, there was a lot of physical play, and overly so. There were 63 personal fouls, Deb. There are only 48 minutes in an NBA game, and there were some serious repercussions from them. Kevin Love, who is a star player for the Cavaliers, was hurt when Kelly Olynyk grabbed him and kind of got tangled up with him in the first quarter. Love left with a dislocated shoulder, and he's a key part of the Cavaliers' plans to try and win a championship, so that was serious. And then Jay Crowder, the Celtics forward, his knee was injured after J.R. Smith of Cleveland hit him in the face with an elbow and he fell awkwardly. Smith was ejected. It was really a messy game.
And the Cavaliers came into this series heavily favored, but the Celtics didn't make it that easy for Cleveland, right? Game 2, 3, 4, they were only decided by 8 points. So what do you think was the big difference between the teams overall, Doug?
I think the difference is experience and star power. The Celtics are young and they don't have a lot of experience and they don't have a single transcendent star. Rajon Rondo was traded in the middle of the season. Cleveland has three big stars, LeBron James, Kevin Love, and Kyrie Irving. And that's just something that's really difficult to overcome for a young team. Celtics forward Jared Sullinger says making the playoffs and playing close games against the top team just isn't any consolation to him, though.
The fact of the matter is, we didn't get no wins. I mean, it was a good way to, I guess, to end the season. But at the same time, our main focus and our main objective was to get a win tonight, and we failed.
And Deb, the Celtics deserve credit for not giving up. In a lot of these series, down three games, teams often just collapse in the last games of blowout. The Celtics were down by 21 at one point yesterday, and they still rallied to keep it close at the end.
It was a mixed season for the Celtics, Doug. They finished with more losses than wins in the regular season, but at the end they surged to make the playoffs. If you were going to give out an MVP award, who would get it?
I think it's got to be head coach Brad Stevens. He is in his second year in the league. He had tons of roster changes. There were trades and moves. And through all that, he managed to rally this team and get them into the playoffs. And Stevens says with this young squad, he doesn't believe it's reached its peak.
The best thing that I take from this year is that there's growth, there's building, there's progress. Now we have to build on it. That's the challenge, right? I mean, that's the hard part.
I think we're going to see Brad Stevens for a while here with the Celtics. He definitely came off very well during this season, Deb.
As you said, Doug, this is a young team. What do you think Celtics fans should expect heading into next year?
Well, this year was a year of change. As I mentioned, the trade of Rajon Rondo to Dallas in midseason, and there were lots of new faces on the roster. And I think fans should expect more change. They've got a lot of young talent that would be attractive to other teams. And the Celtics also have two first-round draft picks in the upcoming draft and likely three next year. So despite making the playoffs this year, they're still a team that's rebuilding. I think you're going to see more new faces.
All right. Doug Tribou covers sports for Only a Game, which airs Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. here on WBUR. Doug, thank you.
Thanks, Deb.